Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. I am delighted to say we are joined for the first time by a gentleman by the name of Walt Heyer. He is a contributor to the Daily Signal and the Federalist and the Public Discourse online resources. He is a quite notable and accomplished public speaker. He has been traveling across the country for many years and is the sponsor of a most important online resource of his own, sexchangeregret.com. Walt Heyer is a man who underwent sex change surgery to become a woman, and after 8 years living as one, he reverted back to being a man. In a moment when there's a lot of talk and a lot of, well, misleading information about transgenderism, as it's called these days, gender dysphoria, as I believe it's clinically diagnosed, I am thrilled to have a chance to visit with him a little bit about his experiences and insights he has for whether it's advisable to have transgender individuals in the United States military. Walt Heyer, thank you so much for joining us and for giving us a bit of your time. I'm so grateful.
Yes, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on to discuss this very important issue.
Well, it really is important. It has become difficult to discuss, it turns out, because it is now very politically charged as part of the sort of larger agenda of people who are seeking to advance transgender rights or social engineering more generally in the military. But you've written about this, I believe it was at the Federalist Society back in July, in connection with Donald Trump's announcement that he was not going to admit transgender individuals into the military. Please explain why you share his concerns.
Well, there's several reasons. The first is that what we know for sure over the last, if we just look at the last 50 years, performing gender surgeries or gender affirming surgeries, the only thing that we've been able to prove for sure is that it has the consequence of 40% of the population are known to attempt suicide, and 20% of the population are known to have regret, and a portion of that 20% will request retransition or further surgeries to go back to the gender that was destroyed by surgery. So I don't understand why the military would put themselves in such a way as it's going to cost them perhaps double in some cases or triple as they go back and forth with these surgeries. And the individuals who undergo gender-affirming surgeries are not going to be prepared for combat. They're going to be put on the sidelines, and many of them are going to be, according to a UK Guardian study of 2004, after surgery, the individuals remain severely distressed to the point of attempting suicide. So I'm not sure that the military generals have looked over the studies that I see that have been out there for over 50 years that point to the fact. In fact, the one UK Guardian study actually says sex changes are not effective according to research studies.
Mm. Well, they certainly don't change your gender because that is, as you know better than anybody, Walt Heyer, something that is, I'm told, literally in every single cell of your body. It's not just various genitalia. Let me ask you about comorbidity. This is a term that I was unfamiliar with until I saw some of your story. How does that enter into the condition that these folks have and, again, the bearing on their ability to be part of a ready military, which is obviously what we must ask it to be?
Right. That's a great question, because what we have is that the word transgender itself does not identify a medical condition. It does not tell us about the psychiatric conditions, which are the comorbidities. So what we have and what we know from the studies is that individuals who identify as a transgender person and request surgery are people who are suffering from dissociative disorders, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, body dysmorphic disorder, and many other psychological disorders that sometimes don't even surface until after they've undergone reassignment surgery. So we're placing them in harm's way by allowing them in the military first off, and secondly, by engaging them in a surgery that's going to make them more vulnerable to suicide. We got to keep in mind that the military already has a very high rate of suicide, and then to add a population to the military that is known to have an attempted suicide rate of 40%, I'm not sure that the military is really adequately prepared to deal with this population when they're so distressed after surgery.
Well, that would seem to be the case for sure. You know, when you talk about putting them in harm's way, it would seem you're also putting their comrades in arms in harm's way if they are actually unlikely to be able to perform their duties in time of need. Let me ask you, would you be willing, Walt Heyer, if the United States Defense Department, which is supposed to be studying this matter now to provide insights for President Trump as to how to proceed with respect to all of this, setting aside for the moment these court orders that are superseding the president's Article II powers to be the commander-in-chief. But this this study that is being done by apparently a champion of LGBT agendas in the military, Anthony Kurtz, would seem to be someplace that would benefit greatly from your insights. Would you be willing to testify if invited to do so?
I would absolutely be thrilled to have the opportunity to bring a different perspective, one that comes with 50 years of research study that I've gone through. And keep in mind, I'm probably one of the only people in the country that has 73 years of experience as a transgender person on some level. I started out at the age of 4, and I'm 77 today, and I've been dealing with this for 73 years. So I have a great deal of resources, not only from the research studies, but from only my personal life experience as well.
Hard life experience. That would be terrific. Let's see what we can do to encourage that. And we're talking again with Walt Heyer. He is the sponsor of SexChangeRegret.com and a active public speaker and contributor to the public policy debate. Walt, let me ask you about another topic related, but of a different sort. I've been told that next week, the House of Representatives in New Hampshire will hold a hearing on legislation that is designed to prevent, in that state, the mutilation of children for what's known as female genital mutilation purposes. I'm told that some of the folks who are opposing that legislation are now saying that they believe that there should be an exception made for the mutilation of children to change their gender. What are your thoughts on the advisability of such an amendment, sir?
The advice is that we shouldn't be doing anything to children until they're between the ages of 18 and 24, because their minds are not fully developed. And what we've found is that many kids who think that they're transgenders at a young age will change their mind. Somewhere up to 94%, I believe it is, will change their mind and not have a desire to be transgender if we don't do surgery on them and give them hormone blockers. We're actually building a nation of transgender kids by giving them hormone blockers and changing their genders when we shouldn't be doing so.
Yeah, there's a very powerful article by the president of the American College of Pediatricians along these same lines, and we're going to see if we can get her on as well in the near future. I hope you might be considered as a witness for this hearing in New Hampshire next week. Walt Heyer, I'll see what I can do on that front too. But in the meantime, sir, thank you very much for joining us. I hope we can come back to you in the future, as we're doubtless going to be talking about this issue for quite some time. And your insights and as you say, your hard experience is incredibly important in forming it. I hope the rest of you will join us again next Monday, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.